and they are meeting in Flint at on First Street, and it's 2124, so it's right down on First Street West, down in downtown Flint. So if you want to be participating in that, you might want to Google the 5th anniversary Zombie Walk in Flint and get all the information. But they do charge you to walk, but the photos I've seen, it's pretty amazing. The Illiges are going to be at a free show Saturday night at the Painted Lady. And with them will be the Vonneguts and Growing Pains. And the Dead String Brothers used to be a local band. They're now, I believe, living in Nashville. But they're going to be at the Bag, Magic Bag, on Saturday night. And they're describing their music now as roots rock and bluegrass. And Shockwave, the young, high-energy band that has been together for the last 5 years, and none of them probably have started shaving yet. I'm sure they are. They're probably in their mid-teens by now. But Shockwave is an amazing powerhouse band of three young men, and they are playing Saturday night at the Diesel Concert Lounge. And on Sunday, not only is John's Carpet House happening over on the east side, it's a community festival that happens every Sunday, weather permitting, through the end of October. Check out John's Carpet House if you can. Google it, you'll get the information. But also on Sunday, they are having a reunion of the Attic Bar. The Attic Bar was a classic rock or blues band bar that went on for years. The Butler Twins lived upstairs, and Uncle Jesse used to play piano there all the time, and it was just a place to hang. And you never knew who you'd see walk in the door. In fact, I saw some pictures online, and Eddie Kirkland was sitting at the bar with, and I'm like, oh, gosh, I know everybody in that picture. And it was from, like, the early 90s. But anyways, I'm regressing here. The Tangent Ballroom at Hastings Street Ballroom are having a Attic Bar reunion, and they're going to have quite a few people performing, including Odell Blues Boy, Kathy Davis, Nikki James, Motor City Josh, RJ Spangler is going to be playing, Rusty Reed's Rhythm Bones, Kenny Parker's going to be there, and who knows who else is going to show up, because everybody used to show up eventually at the Attic, and their reunion has long been needed. Should be a great, great party. And the Blue Pontiac are playing at the place I haven't heard of before, the Goldfish Tea Room, up in Royal Oak on Sunday. And Saturday night, I've got another interesting one for you at the Northern Lights. It's the Honey Bunny Variety Burlesque with Deluxe Tea Stack Spectacular. It sounds like an interesting variety show happening with burlesque at the Northern Lights. There is a small cover for that, but on Tuesday nights, Dennis Coffey plays there, and there is no cover. So, Northern Lights, great place to take friends from out of town when you're looking for something to do. Tuesday nights, that's the place to be. Dennis Coffey, a true Detroit legend. Can't say that often enough. Well, we're going to listen to a little bit more of Bill Grogan's Goat that I've been talking over, and remind you they're playing Friday night with the Blue Flowers at the Magic Bag, and I believe we are just about ready to go live.
Well, there we lay till the break of the day, and devil wanted to hear us. There we lay till the break of the day, and devil wanted to hear us. I rose, put on my clothes, saying, lassie, I must leave you with me to the right. Ah, holly diddle da, there for holly diddle there I go. And when will you return again, and when might we get married? When will you return again, and when might we get married? When broken shells make Christmas bells, we might well get married with me to the right. Ah, holly diddle da, there I go.
Okay, I think everybody is ready. It is a little after 5. Time to remind you, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn. And Mr. White, are we ready to go?
We are ready right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Today in the studio, we have Traits. Traits, are you there?
Hey, yes, we're here. Hey.
All right. In fact, what are you going to start off with today?
Today we're going to start off with a brand new song we wrote last week that is going to be not on an upcoming album, but the one after that. It's called We Can. Traits. This next song is called Wolf Haze.
I don't know if I can believe in you anymore. Thank you.
All right, yeah.
You guys got a great sound.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks. In fact, Traits, would you like to introduce the band?
I'm Sean. I'm the singer, guitarist. To the left, Megan, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Megan. I'm on keys and piano and backing vocals.
I'm Dom, the bassist. So does Justice Blade.
Michael, I'm the guitar player, backup singer, songwriter.
Someone introduced me.
And then we got Sam Armini on drums.
He's shy. Very shy.
Yeah. He doesn't get a microphone.
All right, well,
we don't give the drummers
mics. No, we never give drummers.
That's probably
it's policy, yeah.
No, he just has a weird voice on the radio. It doesn't sound right. Well, I'm just kidding.
All right.
Manly.
Now you've got a show coming up next week.
Yeah, that's right, at Old Miami in Detroit, in Midtown Detroit, actually. It's going to be $5.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, sorry about that. That's how much the cover is, but we'd like to make sure that everyone just get down to Detroit for that show. We have Casio Choir Plan, 500 Club, and Traits.
We have some CDs you can grab if you'd like.
All right.
Grab them up.
And they'll be available
at
that show.
They're available to grab.
All right.
Yeah, definitely available to grab.
In fact, and they are quite impressive, if I must say so.
Thank you.
When you go to the show, because you'll have to go to the show. It's not you can't just hear them.
Yeah,
you gotta
get
the full
pack. There's no option there.
Oh no,
you have to be there.
But every
Midtown.
CD is a collector's item. They're all custom made covers.
I was gonna say it looks like spray painted or.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. Spray painted.
It's art.
Mike, yeah. That's the artist of the band.
Oh, we're all artists in a sense.
It's got a great look.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, we always do, but we'd appreciate your music, too.
All right. Well, we'll move on. This next song, and it's called Slow Jam right now. We still are working out the kinks with the songs for the album. So let's start it off.
This is for the nights we've spent alone.
In fact, our sound engineer is Hallmark, and Alan Cantino have said, you guys are really tight. So you have to switch back and forth the way
thanks.
You do.
Well, about the band, we've only actually been playing together probably about 6 months now.
Yeah, and, early this year.
Yeah, it's like the brainchild between Sean and myself. And, you know, we've been writing music, Sean and I, probably for the past, I don't know,
six years.
And, you know, this past winter, we really decided to make something of it and pursue what we've been doing for so long. And we took a bunch of songs and introduced them to these three awesome other musicians. And you know, they are what makes Traits with us. So yeah, it's proud to play with them actually because they're really talented musicians.
All right, not many bands say they're making Traits. All right, well, everything sounds good. You sound great going over the air. So
cool.
All right. Well, the next track we're going to do is called Personal Space, and it's about, you know, just, it's got a crazy story behind it. Have you ever had a roommate or, you know, some your girlfriend maybe that just won't, girlfriend or boyfriend, that won't leave your house and it's just getting tiring of seeing them all the time? You know, this song is for them. It's called Personal Space.
Okay, now I was posting something on Facebook and I wrote The Traits and Mr. White, oh, they can't hear us.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay.
Good? All right.
I was posting something, people are making comments on Facebook. In fact, I want to do a shout out to a couple, Jeff, Dave, Kevin, Mark, Diana, and David are out there listening online, but I wrote The Traits and Mr. White says you want to just go by Traits.
Yes, just Traits.
Yeah, there is. Now we're not getting them. Whoa!
That was my guitar pedal. Sorry.
Okay. All right.
Well, that was quite a rumble.
Are you guys ready to move on?
I'll tell you what. In fact, Yeah, you've got a really nice sound. You go really between some real mellow stuff to some real hard rocky stuff.
Yeah.
Like you're a multi-genre band, you might say.
We just make songs by what we're influenced by, you know.
All right.
Sometimes
well,
we feel
totally.
One way, sometimes
well, like, what are those influences?
A lot, like Modest Mouse, Devendra Banhart. You guys listen to?
Some of my favorite bands of all time are going to be stuff like the Beatles and the Smiths, but lately I like the Strokes. It's probably one of my favorite newer bands.
Twin Shadow, I liked
Twin
a lot.
Shadow.
I like
really
the Traits.
All right, well, let's keep it going. It sounds real good.
Thank you. All right. The song is called Diamonds in a Mine.
Traits. What's the best way for people to get a hold of Traits? Can you hear out there?
I would say we're all over the internet. We have, you know, everything social media. It's just Traits Detroit. So it's facebook.com/traitsdetroit or traitsdetroit.com or @traitsdetroit or #traitsdetroit.
Okay, in fact, that's how we got a hold of you.
Traits Detroit. The
all
best
right.
way.
Yeah, we're all on the Facebook, so it's pretty easy to send something there. That way we can all see it.
And do you have any other shows coming up besides next week at
well,
the
just,
New Miami?
We're actually refraining from playing more shows until probably late December, because we're right now we're recording our full-length album, which is our debut self-titled album. It's going to have 9 songs on it that we're pretty excited to release.
We're playing a show in January, aren't we?
Yeah.
That will be its release.
Yeah, January, The Loving Touch, January 17th.
So this is like your big finale.
Yeah, pretty much this one and next Friday.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So people really, if you like what they hear, they really should come out and give a listen. In fact, Alan, we got a loud bubbles.
Sort of rumble.
Yeah, we got a rumble in there.
Well, it's not just, you know, coming out to see us, but also there's a couple, the other bands that are playing are really good too. So, you know, if you like what you're hearing now, you'll probably enjoy the other bands as well.
In fact, who are playing again?
It's Casio Choir.
They've been here?
Yep. And 500 Club.
Okay, we've got to be on the lookout for them.
Yeah, they're both really good bands, talented artists.
Well, and the Miami is always an interesting place to play.
No. Definitely, it's one of the best summer hangouts, that's for sure. So if you're looking,
they have couches in the backyard. Yeah. So we need to come there.
And a few indoors as well for your evening.
Plenty.
All right. In fact, you said mainly it's you and Sean.
Yep.
Sean and Michael are the main songwriters. Do you have like a specific things you like to? Yeah, do you work as a team or is one person?
Yeah,
we'll
just be hanging out regularly, and we'll be inspired to just write a song. And usually, we write our songs within an hour, and then we just mess around with it, change the structure around, write accordingly to it, and that's how we make our music.
Yeah, we're pretty technologically savvy. We'll come up with a guitar part, put it down on the computer, and then write, you know, a melody for it. And we pretty much go back and forth, you know, writing, you know, line for line almost in some of the songs, you know. It's a mutual thing that we share.
Well, that's a good thing. In fact, it's a real nice thing you share. In fact, why don't you keep going, Sean?
No, we got to keep
or
talking.
Or is that Michael? Nope, good.
No, keep talking.
Okay, I'll keep talking. We're changing out some mic chords.
We had a rumble in a chord, so we're switching that out.
Well, this next song that we're going to play, we wrote actually years ago, and it's funny because...
What's that?
Yeah, we recorded it on a loop pedal to begin with, and it went from one thing to something totally different that it is now, and it's actually, we have some demo CDs that we're giving away, and you can grab at shows that have the original demo recording of the track on it, which is, we've actually re-recorded, and it's going to be on the album coming out this winter. So it's totally different, and it's a big change. So what you're hearing now is actually the studio version, the new version.
All right.
Okay.
So it's a
and
real
we're still
preview.
In the process of switching out a chord,
I think.
I think
it should be good.
And Michael.
Should be good.
Michael, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, we got
Sean.
Hey, how's it going?
We got you good now. We got that rumble out of you, out of your mic. We're ready to go.
Cool. Let's start off with the next song. Like I said, we wrote it a long time ago. Here's a new version. It's called December 21st, 2012.
Everything. No one knows what they want to do, but I know it's right.
All right. Yeah.
You have a very good sound, a very interesting sound.
Thanks.
Weird.
Mr. White took the CD out of the sleeve, and we see that even the CD itself has been custom painted.
Yeah, Mike did all the paint work on all
the the day before, we had this show up in Mount Pleasant called the Midwest Fest, and we had no promotional stuff or any type of merch or stuff to give out to fans. And I took it in my own hands. We needed something, you know.
And from his hands, he forged these beautiful red CDs.
No, but really, though, you know, being a band and playing out for people that you never played in front of before, you never heard, you know, they need something physical that they can take with them so they can remember you. Because, you know, there's so many local bands out there, and really what sets you apart is strong merchandise, strong songs, and you know, that's just I put it together in a couple hours. The CDs turned out great. Thank you, by the way.
Okay, and those will be available at the Miami on the 11th.
Yes, they will.
Okay.
I can see you've got a stack on your piano right here. So
yeah.
All right.
Just in case.
Now you told me there was something a different kind of song you've got on your CD. It's different than what you're doing right now.
Yeah. There's we have one song that, you know, Sean and I wrote on a loop pedal again a long time ago that we were thinking about playing out live, but we decided to just keep it a studio only song. And I don't know, it's just very difficult because it's really electronic and there's a lot of layering. And, you know, it was one of our first songs that Sean and I ever wrote together as a collaboratory type thing.
All right, well, you wanted to try that out, to give the audience a feel of the other side of the traits.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's number three?
Yeah, the song is called Dead Air.
Dead Air. Well, we have no dead air here.
That's a scary thought. We have a little discrepancy between what's on the CD and what track. I guess that isn't the one we were going to play.
Yeah. Sorry. In fact, they said they just played that track. So, in fact...
right now it's good, but usually when I play another song...
Okay. Right, well, we'll try.
We have one or two we can choose. Let's do number one and see what it is.
No, two.
Two.
Not number one.
And the name of it is, again...
Dead air.
Yeah. Okay, isn't it ironic that we're here?
Yeah,
exactly. We'll start failing again.
All right, here we go. Dead air.
Hopefully.
To hear words so through ears disappear.
And that is what's known as Dead Air. That's a band that is in our studio right now that go by the name Traits. It's really hard not to say the in front of it, but
okay.
Bass player just said he still does it, and he's in the band. So,
all right, we got you back up on the air. There's no more Dead Air for you guys.
Excellent.
Hey, what more can you tell us about that last song?
You'll Sean only played bass on that song.
Yeah,
actually.
This started off. I just made up the bass line real quick, and then we went from there. And it just kind of everything kind of just fell into place. Like we just knew I don't know where to go with it. We actually tried a couple different choruses before we stuck with that one.
And it does. It is got a little bit different feel than what you guys are doing here in the studio. So
right.
Yeah, I think that's really why we chose to separate that song from our live performances. Yeah. Plus, we really couldn't get that sound that we got in the studio. The one day that Sean and I sat down and we just recorded it all in one day and was like, yeah, this is great.
And then
when we tried to incorporate it with a full band, it was absolutely pitiful and the worst thing ever. We even practiced it probably 20 times, too. I don't think we ever even played it live.
In fact, so this is a real exclusive.
It is. Yeah. So it's like a B-side.
Yeah,
it's
a B-side.
In fact, the only way people can get it is to come to your show and pick up one of your promotional
CDs. Yeah, that is true.
That is literally the only way anyone will ever have this song.
All right. Well, why don't we have something that they'll have right now?
All
right. Right here.
Well, they can't have this song yet either. Most of these songs are on our upcoming
album,
actually.
We're hoarding our songs. We don't want to give them to anybody.
Yeah. Most of these songs are actually not unreleased so far, so everybody's getting a taste for what our album's going to be right now by listening in.
Well, give me a taste.
All right, this song is called Your Touch. Thank you. Once again, we're
all right.
A song with Pop Punk's
heart. Now, did that really end this time?
On our website at traitsdetroit.com. And also follow us on Instagram, too, at traitsdetroit.
All right. Yeah, it was interesting the way the start stop actually we were you had us jumping up and down over here in the studio.
You and our sound engineers.
We were wondering.
Keep you on your feet.
Oh, you are, and we're up and jumping today.
Well, you know, we got three more songs that we're gonna play, so we're gonna, you know, we're running out of time, so let's do these.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
Do
this next song is called "Ready to Love." This is our first single that we released as a band. You can actually hear this one all over the internet on YouTube. Here it is.
We're listening to the band called Traits.
You got it.
Is that like personality traits, or where did the name come from?
Sean, do you want to take this one?
Where did the name come from? I don't know. I think I might have made it up, but it was just over like shooting out a bunch of different names, and then Traits was like, all right, it kind of works out, and then we just kind of stuck with that.
We started with this band called
Waves.
Waves.
And then the band Waves became like popular. With two V's, but we were with one V, but still we just had to separate ourselves from this other band that was...
And I've been online, I Googled your name in that, and there are several videos and different websites and your Facebook page as well where people can contact you, and you've got a show the 11th of October at the Old Miami, mm-hmm. where you'll have available your EP.
Yes, the CDs will be available there that day. It's going to be actually... EP demo CD. It's not like an official release. It was just, you know, something to give to people so they can, you know, remember us, take us places.
Well, I'm going to have to get the names of the three songs that are on it because it's not on the wrapper, so we can play them here on the calendar. But we do have about 12 minutes. You think you can fill it? Only one more song?
Yeah. I just broke a guitar string on my guitar, actually, on the last track.
What string?
High E. High E.
Do you need it for this one?
High E.
No.
Hi-E.
I do for Beautiful Eyes.
Well, it's okay. We'll just do it on that.
Cool. So this is a song called Out of My Mind.
Okay.
I actually wrote this in a different band probably 4 years ago, and I just liked it so much I wanted to bring it to this band. And I love the way it sounds with this one, so this is it.
Oh, 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 oh. We'll be right back.
All right. Okay. Yeah, we have the traits here in the studio for, in fact, let's see, they're talking it over. They're still, he's got a, Sean is playing handicapped with a missing E string, the high E. We'll see what they can figure out. They've got a show coming up next week, Saturday the 11th, at the Old Miami.
All right, yeah, mm-hmm. We're going to switch guitars and play one more song for you guys.
All right. Hey.
I was going to mention when I came out to take a photo, and of course they got the headphones off right now so they can't hear me. Okay, Megan can hear us, and okay,
I can. And Dom can.
Okay. Was that?
Were, Tim can.
Michael was using a slide on his guitar. Was that a cigarette lighter that he was using?
Sean was using the cigarette.
It
cigarette
was.
That was Sean. I'm sorry.
I don't like a slide. I prefer the cigarette lighter.
Well, you always have one handy.
Nice
your
classic pick. Yep.
All right, so they're switching out the guitars, and we got about 6 minutes left. And this is a band known as Traits. They've got a CD coming out. There's plenty of videos of them online, and they've got a Facebook page. It is Traits Detroit.
Traits Detroit.
And they're going to be playing October 11th at the Miami, and I think we're good to go. What are you going to play now?
This song is another song we don't really do too frequently. It's called Beautiful Lies. And this song I wrote a long time ago and brought to Sean, and we kind of changed it up a lot. And this is what we have today.
Whoa! All right. Now, I really have to give up for traits right here. They've had multiple emergencies.
microphones falling down, and cables going bad.
Yeah, we've had cables go
breaking.
Bad. Yeah, in fact, Michael was grabbed the microphone from our keyboard player and has bent over playing that.
That was Sean, but yeah, that's me.
Okay. Oh, this has been a multiple emergency, but the thing is, this band that came up with it, if you've got any problems, it all depends on how you handle it. Nobody would have known unless I told them right now.
You've got to pull through one way or another. The show goes on, you know?
Oh, yes.
Someone made a comment online that they enjoy your singing, and Detroit's known for bands with good singers, and everybody in Detroit says they're a singer, but you guys are good. You're all good. You all sound really good.
Thank
and
you.
The music
Thanks
is
a lot.
The music can't be put into a little round hole. You guys are very eclectic in your sound and very, very inventive.
Thank you very much. Very happy to have you here.
It's
really about, you know, inventing the next thing and changing things up. You know, well, you know, I just want to say one more thing. You know, we're Traits. We're from Detroit. Just want to give a big shout out to you guys for having us on the show today, and Lee Major for getting us here.
Yes,
and you know, it's my brother's 21st birthday as well, so I just kind of want to, you know, give him a shout out from his older brother. You know, love you, Carl. Happy 21st birthday.
Happy birthday, Carl.
And you can go down and see him next week.
Yeah, he'll be able to get into the club next week.
Okay.
Yeah. I love you. This is my daughter. She lives in Dearborn, so she doesn't speak English, so I just had to yell that.
Okay.
But all right, next week, Mr. White and myself are going to be off, and we're not sure what we're playing.
No, we will have a pre-recorded show of Billy Brandt and Serena Verlin. Serena lives in England right now, and she came into town, and while she was in town, she wanted to be on the Motor Live Drive. So while we're out of town, a pre-recorded show of Billy Brandt and Serena Verlin.
All
right. Right now, stay tuned for Old Time Radio Theater.
Keep talking.
Oh yes, we got to keep talking. Yes, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn. We're making waves every day and every night.
There we go.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present Old Time Radio Mysteries on 89.3 FM or on the web at WHFR.fm. We are excited to showcase the much-loved radio drama Boston Blackie right here on Old Time Radio Mysteries. The series ran from 1944 to 1950, and we're proud to share it in its entirety every Thursday from 6 until 7. Boston Blackie, a detective in adaptations for films, television, and radio. He is, after all, an enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend. So now, sit back, relax, and enjoy episodes of Boston Blackie right here and only here on WHFR, the station that's making waves.
What are we digging, Joe? A sub-basement?
You know what we're digging, Sue.
Sure, but how far down are we going, to China?
Don't be silly. Just about deep enough. A few more spadefuls and I guess it'll fit.
Well, I hope it's just a few more. I'm exhausted.
Don't be crazy. I've done most of the work.